Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Terry, and he wants me to cover an article called Single Mother Facing Homelessness Implores Government to Address Housing Crisis, which I put a link to in the description. Here's what part of the article has to say, and I quote, "Single mother of two Monique will be homeless on Friday because she has to leave her rental home, has been priced out of the area, and has not been able to find another one. She is in Queensland's social housing register. The number of households on the register has increased by 78% since 2018. As the private rental market becomes more competitive, many Australians will struggle to access secure and affordable housing. Monique has been preparing for nowhere to go. I've never ever been in that situation," she says. Monique said that the rent in her area tripled in price and she had considered a whole new life change, having researched buying a motorhome. But they're too expensive, as she says. She also basically booked a storage unit to put all of her belongings into. "It's the system. There's a lot of failures in a lot of areas, and I feel isolated and unheard in this area." One of the ministers from the government, Leanne Enoch in Queensland, ended up in a caravan herself. She lived on the driveway of her mom and dad's house when her marriage broke down with her two sons. But she was lucky enough with the support of her family to get to the next stage in life. The state government last year committed to build 6,365 new social housing dwellings by 2025. But the QAO report says this would not be enough to meet demand. So more single mothers living in tents, cars, motels, etc. Ms. Enoch said that the government was also looking at quick solutions that would actually be put in place. "They're looking at prefabricated homes," she said. "They've also increased the amount of rental security subsidy, and for people like Monique, who could actually secure up to $10,000 over 12 months to sustain her current rental or secure another rental. We're building as much as we can as quickly as possible," unquote. So single mothers are suffering with rising rents, and I don't care anymore, because women voted in the governments that created this mess. The real estate bubble and other asset bubbles in Australia were created by governments lowering interest rates to make housing more affordable for buyers. This then drove up the prices because most people don't buy homes. Instead, they buy mortgage payments. They max out and get the biggest house possible. If real estate prices crash due to the rise in interest rates, then it's the poor old struggling single mothers that'll be hit the worst. Because when they move out or are kicked out of their current apartments, their rents will explode in price, as they now have to find new accommodations at higher market prices. They will either be forced to move far, far away and find a new job, or keep their current job and find an alternative housing arrangement. We'll probably be hearing more stories like this one very shortly. Monique got some self-storage for her stuff, but soon self-storage will be for single mothers to live in and out of. I remember watching a video a while back about a guy living in a storage unit for a few months. He ran a plug out of the unit for a short while for his fridge, television, and computer, and built a bed in there too. He would shower and do his number two business at the 24-hour gym up the street. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to homeless single mothers and their children having to sleep in self-storage units with the rats, Clown World Show. The article about Monique is there as a pity party to get some of the readers to give her donations for rent, or possibly to see if someone will feel sorry for them enough that they'll offer them a cheap basement. Well, in Australia, they don't exactly have basements for the most part, so maybe a garden suite or something like that. But the politicians will clean this mess up if they have the proper incentives. They'll have to decide which demographic is more important to cater with regards to votes. Single mothers facing potential homelessness, or boomers facing the inability to pay for food due to inflation. Which has more power to vote the government in and out is going to basically be the one that gets catered to. Considering the boomers make up the second largest generation and they're more likely to vote, my money's on them. As for Monique, maybe she can actually start the single mother van life thing on YouTube to make ends meet, until her sons get old enough to Gabby Petito her next to a creek. I suspect we're going to see a lot of former incels out there in the coming years getting their cocks cleaned to that good old-fashioned spit-and-polish-flesh-flutes shine. Governments are already broke in the West and over-indebted, so there'll be little to no new affordable housing build going forward. The lists are long and the lineups for single moms are very long. I have zero sympathy for single mothers because they're the ones that voted for their own destruction by voting in socialist governments that have spent their states into oblivion. And now it's time to pay the piper. I can see some guys letting women stay in their garages for sexual favors going forward. We always joke about how a wife will basically put a husband in the garage while she has free range of the house like a chicken. That the garage, basement, and tool shed or attic are the spaces that men are relegated to because they're old and dirty, not fit at all for a lady. I can see such places being the future accommodations for single mothers. Just convert the garage into a bedroom. The man doing that, he's not renting a full apartment. He's just renting one room in a boarding house technically, so he can get rid of her and her brood at a moment's notice. That girl I briefly dated, with the nickname Sailor Spoon, would have actually been happy to sleep for free in a garage attic with mice. If you do make an arrangement with a woman like that, one you can do is exchange bedroom favors for free luxurious garage accommodations. This article also says the governments are all about the quickest possible solution. Of course they are, because their thinking only extends out during one or two election cycles. That's the major problem with elected governments, it's musical chairs until something breaks, and whoever's in office then, when it happens, has to deal with a revolution. That's why in some cases monarchy might be better, especially if a king messes up, because in 10 or 20 years down the road, he would be taken down for the despot that he is. If he ruined his kingdom, then his children would be killed. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. But today the politicians are playing a game of musical chairs between the public and private sector, so people blame the government as if it's some sort of giant cloud instead of individuals. This allows the corrupt people in government to cover their tracks better than any king ever could. Also, their solution is hilarious. By subsidizing rents, by having the government pay people's rents to landlords, this just creates more inflation in the medium term and makes the problem worse. But that's what politicians do, and most of them will be gone before the real trouble starts. They kick the can down the road. As for an epidemic of homeless single mothers, first of all, women rarely go homeless. She can go to a shelter and say that her boyfriend abused her. She can go live with her parents. She can find some senior citizen simp incel and give him BJs for a roof over her head. Women have options to prevent them and their children from hitting rock bottom. Where are the stories about men being homeless living out of their cars? We never hear about those because no one cares about men. Again, this article was written, like many others, that show women's suffering as a way to help them. The lamestream media is run and written by dinosaurs, and they use their platform to help other women in the female collective. Of course, they'll never actually help men in the same way. I can't wait to share another story about a woman that's homeless for real. They used to be a supermodel. Yes, it happens. And even then, she gets to ride on the coattails of her former cooch glory. The other supermodels came to her rescue, and she found salvation. But I think that most single mothers are experiencing a double whammy that they can't recover from. They're a one-income household, and they probably have to pay for babysitters and other things. And second, they're poorly protected from the wealth inequality because they're a lot less likely to be homeowners. And that's been the one major thing that separated the upper and middle classes from the poor over the last 10 to 20 years. Do you own your own home or not? Wealth inequality is how societies crumble. And the only way it's been remedied in the past is by taxing the productivity gains in the economy, or by distributing wages to men because we tend to be, on average, far more careful with our money and less frivolous with it. Women tend to save less and spend more, and are more likely to be renters, and with zero assets, they don't have a safety net. They have to rely on taxpayers, but governments are getting stretched thin. So is it any wonder that birth rates keep on falling, and that less women are choosing to be single mothers? Plus, in a place like Australia, especially Melbourne, everything is spaced out. I don't know what it's like living in the northeastern part of the country in Queensland, but if it's anything like Melbourne or Canberra, or the suburbs around Sydney, then it takes forever to drive around, and the commutes seem long to me, longer than LA, Toronto, or Chicago. I couldn't figure out why in Melbourne, they would actually leave huge chunks of unused land between suburbs, instead of packing them in closer together to save on fuel. If the $100 a barrel oil sticks around, that's yet another thing that's going to eat into single mothers' budgets. I suspect that if the standard of life falls substantially, then many women won't be able to afford to drive and not just put a roof over their heads. Plus, where's the money from the father? Monique doesn't mention getting any financial support for her and her two sons from dear old daddy. Odds are she's probably not on speaking terms with him. Maybe she turned her sons against him and all he does is send him money from time to time, but doesn't get involved more than he has to be. It's just strange that the media didn't mock some man for not helping his kids and their single mother, because they can't afford a roof over their heads. I think that if times continue to be financially tough in the West, that the divorce rates for married couples will actually stop falling. Women initiate most divorces and many of them won't anymore, because they'll understand that their quality of life will then fall dramatically. They won't want to risk losing what they have, especially if some of the women see videos like the one I put in the description called Slums of South Africa. What do you think is going to happen when other Western countries like Canada, for example, go down the same path? Do you think that women will choose to be single mothers and get a divorce if they get zero government housing because the wait list is too long? And there's the very real fear of living in a slum, living in a tent, or a 20-year-old Tesla. Forget about it. Especially in a place like Canada where you risk freezing to death. In the future, only well-off women will have the luxury of being single mothers unlike today. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that in the future many single women will be smashing men with the faces of mules so they don't end up all homeless like a fool. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that take Chad to their home, the tent in the backyard, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.